In Somalia, the Ethiopian army has begun moving in on a key stronghold of the Islamic Courts Union, the militant Islamic group that until recently had ruled much of Somalia. The Ethiopians chased the ICU out of the capital, Mogadishu, 3 days ago, and an interim government has now taken over. NPR's Gwen Tompkins joins us from Mogadishu. Gwen, we've heard that Mogadishu is still divided between those loyal to the interim government that's come in and those siding with the Islamic Courts Union. What's the mood there, and what do you see?
Well, the mood here appears to be very, very cautious. People in Mogadishu have seen leadership come and go many, many times over the years, from former President Siad Barre, who left office back in the early 1990s, until now. There have been at least five different administrations, whether they be unofficial, for instance, warlords who took over the town, or the Islamic Courts Union, who were the latest authority to come and take over the city. Now it's the transitional government. People will tell you on the streets that they are very happy that the transitional government is here, but these are the same people who would have told you that they were very happy that the Islamic Courts Union was here, or that the warlords were here, or that Siad Barre was here, because these seem to be people who are very accustomed to changes in leadership that they have no control over, and so they're determined to survive.
We understand that forces loyal to the Islamic Courts Union are around the town of Kismayo. Are they planning to make a last stand against the Ethiopian troops, who are about 75 miles away now?
Well, the reports that I'm hearing today suggest that the remnants of the Islamic Courts Union, those fighters who are still loyal to the courts, who are still true believers per se, that they have split into two groups. In the Kismayo Jilib region. This is south of Mogadishu, actually nearer to the Kenyan border. And one group is just trying to get out. They're making arrangements. They're going to try to head over the border into Kenya or into, go to sea or do what they can to just get out of Somalia. And the other group has said that they are willing to stand and fight. The transitional government and, of course, Ethiopian forces are taking them quite seriously. Their combined forces have already left this Mogadishu area and are headed to Kismayo and Jilib and the lower Juba Valley region in order to confront those who want to be confronted. But at this point, it's very unclear what's going to happen, because the Islamic Courts Union said that they were going to stand and fight in Mogadishu. And yet they disappeared into the night on Thursday night, so no one is really clear about what's going to happen or even why the Islamic Courts would want to fight at this point.
Gwen, where are you and what are you seeing?
I'm in the western part of Mogadishu, not far from the ocean. I can't see it from here, but I can feel it. I have been to areas around this hotel in western Mogadishu as well as in central parts of the city. And it is really, you can tell that this was once quite a beautiful place. But right now it looks like what someone has called it a modern-day ruin, where there's sort of a thick layer of dust over everything. When you go underneath the dust in Mogadishu, what you find are bombed-out buildings, bullet holes in buildings from conflicts 20 years ago.
NPR's Gwen Tompkins in Mogadishu, Somalia. Thanks, Gwen.
Thank you, Andrea.